to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, good evening, my friends. The first hour was dedicated to callers and simple things. I opened the program with simple principles, and let me see, one of them was a lady. Let me just rehash this around, because it's very important, because I can't make this up, but I can make it up. I can actually duplicate it, but I didn't realize such things, so I had a good lesson. You'll see what I'm saying in just a minute. In the first hour, the first 5 minutes of the first hour, I told of a lady who is a friend of the family. She's retired, having worked with the foundation for 14 years, 15 years, and becoming better and better from all her sicknesses and problems. She's very, very healthy now. She wasn't before. It took a while for her to see it, and then one day I could see her not doing it. Then I was very firm with her, and she says, "You know what? I keep doubting you, but I need to trust you, see. So I know when you tell me something, it's true, even if I don't see it." That was the beginning. So she didn't understand it. She couldn't understand why she didn't understand. And so I can correct her, but she doesn't see it. She likes the correction. She sees the nice way I do it. But she doesn't hear it because she's lost in that hypnotic state all of her life. My wife is in that state for 64 years I've known her. And it's very difficult to get that out of what parents do to children. And the parents don't know they're doing it to their children. And we shall deal with, you know, this matter in many ways in the next, after a few minutes of this program. We've got to make a break. We'll come back. I said to her, when she left, we had a nice chat, take care. And immediately, because it was me, believable me, she was contrast against something that she didn't notice. And that was that her mother, who was very cruel, demoralized her as a child. And then she said, would say, "Take care," when she left the premises. And when I said it, it was a negative. I was repeating a negative that she didn't notice she was angry about with other people. Who said, "Take care, take care, take care." That all kept her conditioned reflex alive that was making her sick and having all kinds of problems. I mean, dozens of them. Not being able to breathe properly, not being able to sleep properly, not having the right, you know, number for your oxygen, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're past that now. And this one, and maybe another thing, will come to the surface, and I get to learn from my own clients. That positive to her was a negative. And she wasn't aware that it was making her negative. She would smile to everybody, but she smiled, she stopped and didn't smile, and she says, "I see something." There it was. And now it goes away. Now she's got another level of evolution instead of devolution. See, another level of it. And you will have levels of it to the degree that you're able to look at your thoughts without struggle. Which means it's there, and it tends to tick you off that it's there. But what is there is not you, it's a program, literally a program, compulsive. So if you try to stop it, it becomes stronger over you. And you don't understand the source, but usually it's a parent or something happening to school so you can't read. So the book is offensive. So when you get older and you really want to learn to read, you kept out the teacher, but you retained the book. So you hate the book. to keep out the teacher. But the teacher got in you just the same. See? And the book represents it, so when you try to teach yourself to read or have someone teach you to read, you can't do it. That kind of thing is so common and so easy to fix, and of course it leads you to drug addictions and, you know, anxieties and not being able to get ahead. You know, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Call Monday through Friday, West Coast time, 6 to 9. 2 hours, the first 2.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
I'm live. Hello, my friends. Pardon my voice. I have to shout a little bit in order to have a voice. So it will last maybe another week or so and then go away, please God. Or become a grumpy old creature that you won't be able to stand. God forbid. All right. I think that even the grumpy old guy, I hope that something will come through and help you. I'm going to continue doing my work here, and I need your support, financial support. Thank you. So I was talking to, again, this is an important subject, and I have to reiterate the experience I had with a lady who used to work for me and does things for the foundation, goes back and so forth and do little kind things. And I said, you know, after we had a little conversation, take care, and that take care triggered the fact that her mother used to say the same thing after she bullied her, and therefore it brings up irritation each time. But because I'm me and not your mother, the cruel one, because I'm the helper, not the hater, see, it became a contrast. She's not noticed that when I said take care, she saw the resentment towards me of all people. Then she stopped, looked at it, say, now I see that I resented my mother, and just the fact that someone says take care is equivalent to my mother saying it, even you, Roy. And so she spoke of it, and then it was gone away. If she was spoken to her mother, she would laugh and make her and upset her more. It was, that's what would happen, but she didn't see. She always knew that she resented her mother, but she avoided seeing that with people who are not really mother, but just ordinary people who say, you know, take care. And my wife does this when she's losing her memory. She's a lot better. But when I say, you know, did you eat anything today? What did you have to eat? Oh, don't do this to me because I did this when I was younger. See, but I don't know what else to do. She forgets to eat. See, so I have to do something. But this is, everything I can try has the same effect. With the lady I just mentioned, it was singular. It wasn't all around with food. It was connected to food, to being encouraged to eat, by a father she hated, but kind of love-hated. It's a long story. Let me give you the phone number, 800-868-8883. You need to go back. Somehow, as I speak to you this evening, I would like you to call me if I hit the mark somewhere and trigger something, like the way I hoped I did just a few moments ago. You can call me, 800-866-8883, and I'm on the air now for the next hour, so 800-866-8883. So we're going to go back to this principle of how you get programmed when you get upset, and how you are under a person's control or an entity that is common to all people. So in other words, the entity is like this, through one man. I'm just going to quote a scripture, but it makes the point. Through one man, sin, reaction to temptation. See, temptation is stress, right? It's equivalent in stress language. It's also hypnotic stress language. See, so it took a while for me to turn temptation and to write it as hypnotic states that cannot be undone and will respond to people that look like, wear like, talk like, whatever it is, but as long as they have the same spirit as the parent, the teacher, who that you sent, your mother sent you to a school that she knew was no damn good, or she didn't pay much attention to, and other people got to you, and so therefore you hate your mother, and then begin to rebel against your mother and love the people that have done you in. Black Americans, by the way, have the problem. They're very, very near, very, very close to their freedoms, their slavery, I should say. And I always get stumbled on this plantation. The plantation has become the inner cities of the country. So you could also tend to love what you hate. You can become what you hate and not know it by reacting with struggle. And struggle is the phantom that has been put in you through being upset as a child. You can't expect a child to counter the parent conditioning, the teacher conditioning, the conditioning of the kids at school, that act like your brothers and sisters, so that sort of thing, but worse. So you can't expect a child to perceive what mother or father can't see about themselves. For instance, if I ask you, do you get impatient? And you say, yes, I do. Now, many people who are not ready to be chastised, see, and therefore purified, and admonish, Jesus said, I admonish you that you might be purified, that you might be pure. That's right. And I'm doing the same thing. But one group of people I'm speaking to, if I ask the question, do you get impatient? Yes. Do you get upset? Yes. What if I told you that's the cause of your problem? And the problem is other people are alive in you, and your hostility feeds them power. Or you become power to others. You do unto others as what was done unto you. See that? Simple. In other words, it gets into you, and to sit unholy, that's my expression, in the place of the holy, and since it sits on the place of the holy, it's in conflict with God and cuddles up to what put it there. So you can see 90% of black Americans are in love with what they hated. And every, just to make a point, how powerful it can be, not just individually, but to whole countries, a whole race of people. It's the same thing. They will hate it, the tempter, the hypnotist, in other words, it's the same words, same, it has the same effect. I've learned it and discovered it. So if you resent somebody and it makes a home in you, it begins to take a form, a dark form, that disconnects the real you from the real God that created you in his image. So you had intuition and you were able to see the cruelty, but at the same time the cruelty in your childhood overcomes the feeble resistance because you have a magnetic relationship with your mother and father, just like there's a magnetic or magical relationship of a calf with a cow. And other animals stay close to their mothers who impart values to their offspring. And therefore, they survive. If it wasn't for that, they don't survive. With human beings, that energy, that electricity is transferred through original sin, through one man, sin and death through sin, meaning it could have been, could live forever. And Jesus makes the point. He lives forever. I mean, you always talk about these things, but he makes the point of it. 3 days he builds his machine himself, walks out, says, "Here I am, don't touch me." But the point is, he proved what the magic is, he proved as another life. And also there's another life in the negative, dark. And this dark life is authoritarian, with a cunning, with a seductive, cruel way, fluctuating between the two often, or not. One would be enough. The temptation to have sex when you shouldn't is enough to pull you in and give up your life to that which made you feel better than you deserve. See, and then you want more. And damned if you get it, and damned if you don't, no matter what it is. And when you don't get it, and you get frustration, then you get it to other women, or you go to get drugs and alcohol, and that takes, therefore it's the same thing, it looks like it can cure you. It's better than the anxiety you feel in that moment. But it's what is rising up from hell, from the dark jungles of South America, is temptation. So the temptation rises, and you, to give you something, to love you, to pretend to like you, to pretend to love you, but then you have to pay for it with your soul. So therefore, you're developing an identity. And that identity depends upon the cruel one. And the more cruel they get, the more, if you're decent, the more you get upset, the more guilt you have, and they don't have any guilt. They only have guilt if they don't eat you. They live on the energy that's given up when you're up angry. See, and then they will stop. And you will feel so pained by the experience. So if he doesn't stop, if he doesn't stop the person who's bullying you, you will give in just for the relief, which never comes. Only for the moment, but never forever, because once you start to give in, you cannot stop giving in. And then you're almost to the point you become so much like them that you need all of them to be all of you. See, well, you never will be, but sometimes they will love you so much and make you give you a job, even if it's the murder. You will. Okay, we'll be right back. 800-866-8883. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now, let's talk to you about your children. And do you have problems with them? Of course you do. If I ask you, this is a continuum of my discussion a few up before the break. Is if I said, do you ever get angry? You'll say, yeah, but angry is normal. No, I say, no, it's not. It's abnormal. It's what makes you abnormal. All I have to do, if I want to, at any time of my choosing, to make a point of this, I can tell you a little story. Let me tell you some stories, which I don't think I've said before. Let me say, 30 years ago, 25 years ago maybe, I went to Washington, you know, the state of Washington, Portland. And it was in Portland. Where was it? Anyway, what's the biggest city in Washington? David, you don't know either. Both of us are really, really. Anyway, it was a big TV program. And they invited me up as a hypnotist and understanding hypnosis. And there were several guests there. And I was talking about love and hate, see. So if you get angry, you're hypnotizable. If you are affected by a personality and taken by that, you will have lost yourself to that person. And they all started to laugh. I said, would you like me to demonstrate this to you? There happened to be several guests sitting there. There was a pretty girl, a songstress, you know, person who likes to sing, and she's locally popular. I looked at her. I said, you've been looking at me, haven't you? And she blushed a little bit. That's all I had to do. And so I said, you're quite heavy. She was not a little bit heavy, but, you know, you're heavy enough, but it's a sort of suggestion. Not the description, but the suggestion. Because it's had that word heavy all her life. It's irritable. And people will say, you need to lose weight. And she's got, as a resentment, connected that. So I go after that. I said, but you are so heavy, you cannot get out of your chair. I said, you can try. But she couldn't. And the audience was shocked. I said, if you're not careful, I'll get all of you. Which I wouldn't do, of course. And so, there's so many, I'm in the military. And, you know, I'm just a nice Jewish boy. And it's World War II. And my name was Obermeister. That's my father's name. He changed it to Masters. And I kept it, see, after he died, when I was 13 years old, sometime after that. And so I'm in the military, and I've learned something. I'm 18 years old. I have learned a skill. Since 15, I started. And we won't talk about my start. I want to talk about the same thing with a different story. So I'm sitting in the pub, Now, a pub is different from the saloons you have here. They are sort of respectable. Not that I could afford to drink. I didn't. But I go with my buddies, if you like. I already conquered them to some degree. So they will clean my shoes and my boots and my webbing and my rifle. And it was really funny. I can't explain it. And so he says, how do you do this? Because Maidstone, Kent, is where they were programming us. And there's 10,000 people there, 10,000 soldiers, and everyone knew me. And so let's tell the story. And there's lots of stories, but this is in my learning years. I discovered something about people, just anybody, even the officers. I mesmerized. I'll tell you that in a minute. So he said, how do you do that? I said, well, it's easy. He says, can you hypnotize me? I said, you're already hypnotized. He said, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. Now, are you enjoying the beer? He says, yes. I said, you can't lift that up. It's too heavy. He said, what do you mean? He got irritated. It's silly. I said, not. I said, well, try to pick it up. Couldn't. He said, what did you do to me? I said, you're already in a hypnotic state. I knew that. I was just joining in. Still didn't understand it. I wasn't going to give him a huge lecture on it. But there are some officers, so I'm on duty. See, I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud of what I'm about to say, but I maybe use it as a catharsis for my miserable self. Okay, the biggest city in Washington is Seattle. Why didn't I think of that? Okay, let me go back now. It's a bit late, but it's okay. It makes me look more intelligent. So two officers came round while I was doing my duty. Now, this just is a training camp. I hate to say this. They said, I understand, old chap, you can do hypnosis. I said, yes, sir. He says, can you do it to us? I said, yes, I can. Please sit down. And they were slept all night until the morning, and we did mischief. I don't want to tell you. But we didn't do our duties, because we did, we were there, kind of thing. But my buddies laughed at that and knocked out completely because they didn't do anything. Now, it's not funny. I'm just looking back on it. There was times that I resorted to using it to fight war. And this brings me around now to a serious side of what I didn't intend to talk about, is that if I had enough stations, I could demesmerize those on the left. Listen carefully. I can do it by radio. And they wouldn't know how it happened to them. I could turn left into, well, not to right, because right is not all that good either. When you have hypocritical, you know, religious people, that is not that good, is it? It's what drives people to the left, see? So that I understand the ideology of this, the understanding of this. I'll be back in just a second, and I'll just finish my conclusion.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. David Masters, who's doing the board ops, is telling some interesting stories to me in the break. You want to come in, David, and make your point? As best
sure.
you can. It just gave me my voice a little chance to take, you know, get some strength back.
Yeah, I was just making a comment about somebody that shall remain nameless.
That's right.
But when you catch people at not having their own identity, when you see them do something, it's what I call being double-minded, where they say one thing and then they say another, and you catch them at it. You're taking your sanity into your own hands, because once a person like that is exposed, they will do anything to make you doubt what you've just seen.
Absolutely.
And you see, when then I was just saying to you that, you know, the reason why the scribes and the Pharisees hated Jesus is because Jesus was the truth, and everything that he said was true. And they all they had was some old books and some you know, some good ideas and Ten Commandments, but Jesus was the truth. And when he spoke the truth, it made them all want to die. It made them all want to kill him, that his truth was that powerful.
It was.
And but see, even in death, people like Jesus actually are liberated because they are able to be free from this human body and go into the, you know, beyond, into the beyond, to do the things that only they can do from there. But, you know, when I wonder if people out there are listening, you understand you have somebody that you're dealing with. It's a kid, it's a husband or wife or an in-law or a person at work. You have one of those people out there that wants to make you crazy rather than admit one little tiny thing. Everybody's got one.
That's right.
And if you're not strong enough, if you expose people, if you take the mask off of these people that are two-minded people, double-minded, you'll see the dark side come up out of them like a volcano.
That's right.
And then you're going to face evil itself. And I'm telling you that most people think, oh, you know, it's not evil. Oh, but it is. Oh, but al contraire, it is evil. Because there are only two forces in this world that operate within the human being. Either one of those is either good or evil. And if you're not converted to the light side, you're still in the dark side. And people that you're dealing with, but you must not hate them. Now, my friend was dealing with a person who my friend caught saying something and then saying something else. Well, what is it? Then suddenly the eyes light up and the teeth come out and the claws come out. And that person begins to spin and spin and spin. And if you don't hate them, they burn themselves out. But if you hate them, they get you. And
that's
you
right.
Become they convert you into what they are. That's the, you know, it's like the invasion of the body snatchers.
I know.
They come and they take you. And then when the next few minutes after that, you don't know who you are either. You're spinning around. But isn't it great, Dad, when you catch somebody like that and you stop them in their tracks, it's them that begins to spin because their control always comes from making other people go out of control.
That's right.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
It's so amazing. I mean, like you were talking about, you know, people in politics, especially, you know, this dim-witted president of
ours.
They wouldn't
have it if we sat in the same room for a few minutes. I'd mesmerize that person and he wouldn't know it. And make him do what I want.
But see, Dad, it's even harder to keep them from doing that for you.
Well,
people will, because they will enslave themselves.
You see, the truth is hypnotic. Counter-hypnotic.
Counter-hypnotic, yes.
So therefore, they will hate it, and it will have a hypnotic effect. See?
Very interesting.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a counter-hypnotic effect, which tends to wake them up. But they don't want to wake up. In order to not wake up, to see themselves, which is terribly painful, they will get angry. See, anger is a drug.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a fancy word for it. It disappeared. Okay. It's like a drug. It's a cheap drug. But it costs you your life. And also costs you your freedom. So rather than me become a slave of that person becomes a slave of me, except with one thing. The beauty of not being angry is to give them two choices, not rebel or conform, which are both is all you ever get, but is to rebel, and in that rebellion, absorb the goodness in me, the God in me. And that goes around tickling them, and half of them will say, and wake up and say, why? And it keeps going round and round in their mind. And they say, why do I hate Roy Masters? He was only telling me the truth. And then I have a friend. But on the condition that the person continues to help me, hate me, he will slowly start to die quicker than he normally would. That's how you beat the enemy. Now, some people will say, how disgusting. How could he talk like that? I said, but you see, people are doing it to the innocent, aren't they? Everywhere. And so what's wrong with me doing them in, doing the dark side in, and bringing the light side into the light? It works for me both ways, if you drop dead, to put it in simple terms. It works for me. And if you love me and appreciate what I said and thank me for it, you're free. You're my friend. See, so there's a way of killing evil everywhere. If I have the ability, I can take, God's given me a gift. I can cause all the people on the left, at least half of them, to turn them to the right, whether they like it or not. How do you like that? I just need enough stations. Is anybody there who's a billionaire that would give me a chance? Because it's happening right as I'm talking to you. There are people getting angry with me right now. There's people loving it and getting better right now. But I see that. I see that they're killing me. So if I don't get upset, is this what you're saying? If I stay calm, then of course you need redemption. So that's what the meditation is for, is to transfer you over to the good side of the force. So when you've got the good side of the force by being still and knowing that he's God, then you have a new boss. And the other boss doesn't work. You got it, David?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. So if I had enough support from this radio program, but the trouble is, it's not easy to talk to truthfully anymore to Americans as a whole. So they'd rather die than be wrong. Do you see that? That works for me, too. If I have a big radio program, like the mainstream media, if I had enough of that, they'd be dying like flies and coming back, getting better, and they won't know what hit them. But that's what Hitler did in the negative. He turned a whole nation around to a station of bullies and appeasers of bullies. See that?
Yeah.
So don't say I can't do it, but I'm not mean. But let me tell you another story. Let me give you a good story. Maybe you never heard this one. So I decided to throw a coin up in the air and see heads would go to California, tails would go east. So we went to California. I sold my records out of my trailer to pay the way, and then eventually got to a small station, which became my friend. The owner became friend for life till he died. But that's another story. But in the search to find a house or a place where I could put my trailer, I just spent $10, which is like $100, more than maybe $150 in those days, so far back. It's more than 50 years ago, you know. So I went to a real estate person and I parked my trailer and car outside and got a list of, good opportunities. The first place was an empty lot. The second place wasn't much different. So he gave me a whole bunch of nothing that he just pulled out of his rear end, if you pardon the expression. So I went to get my money back. I said, I want my money back, please. He says, no, I'm not going to. I said, you sent me to all these different places. You're not going to get away with that. Oh, he says, I can. I said, no, you can't, because you don't know my business. I can make you do things you wouldn't know I did, that kind of thing. So I said, all I have to do is make you angry. Oh, he said, okay, I'm going to get angry. I said, really? Get good and angry. That's what I want. It's your power, isn't it? He said, yeah, this is my power. It turned out that all of a sudden I said, you can't talk anymore. Yeah, he couldn't. And he tried to pick up the phone, couldn't. He was paralyzed. And he tried to call to the back room, couldn't. I said, look, this will wear off. I don't give a damn for my money, but you better not, don't do this anymore to anybody, or you'll go right back into the same state and stay there. You understand? And he nodded his head. I walked out. That you don't make me an enemy, see? It's a powerful force, albeit evil. Not the way I use it. You've seen me, David, haven't you, deal with a whole gang of people, right?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't got time for that. I don't think so, but I've spoken about it before. So the only thing that's makes it kosher is the ability to be still and know what I said to you just now. It, because people will hate you or they will love you. The ones that love you, they get better because they see the truth in you. Okay? The ones that see the truth in you and hate the truth will put them in a hypnotic state subject to you. But is that clear? Do you think I made that clear? Okay, would you say it back? Can you remember how I said it?
Well, it's, I have to synthesize it a little bit, I think.
Yeah, it's a little difficult to grasp. It's so simple. See if you can get a grab at it just a little bit.
Well, I mean, the world that we live in is a contrast between light and dark, and the way you find out who you're dealing with in this life is...
No, well, you missed it, David.
Missed it?
Yeah, you missed it because it dropped right out of your head. I saw it. You see how perceptive I was? Why ask you, what did I say the last two words? Didn't hear it. You began to talk on a different level. See, you're giving me a lecture on that. So that's a kind of hypnotic. It's just like you actually lost it. Because it's such a simple thing. It's hard to grasp it. It's so simple. Only if you can sit still long enough in a meditation state do I eventually talk to you that way. Finally, you get that on your own. Let me try to say it a different way. I never lose a fight I didn't start. What do you see in that? What do you see?
You never lose a fight you didn't start?
That's right. You know, people come on a fight with you, right? Whatever the fight is, it could be psychological, yeah. It could be fisticuffs.
Well, actually, I'm concentrating on getting you into a break here.
All right. We're having a nice conversation. I always have, you know, but when you come on the air, it makes dry, you know, fruitful. You're my son, but you still can learn a thing or two. And I let you talk to, like, catch something like that. All right, so let me, how would you like to have this good power? See, I have both. I can use the good power to bad people. Simple. I can use the good power, I can use the hypnotic power, meaning the counter-hypnotic power to a person who is decent. So if you're a decent person and you have a problem and you don't understand how cruel you are to me, see, that means to put them in a position of being a bad guy, but a good person, you know, inside. And you don't realize that you're hurting me. And if I didn't know better to fend it off, you know, let it slide off, I would be affected by my friend who doesn't know what he's done to me, but is doing to others what was done to him and doesn't see it. I'm the one that sees it. I'm the one that does not lay it to him. I'm the one that knows that the dark side is talking through him. I do not lay the guilt on him any more than I don't lay the guilt on your mother when she does the foolish things. You see that? I get stronger and stronger and stronger and never weaker and weaker and weaker. And so I liberate, in this case where there's a good person, there's a liberation factor whereby I split the dark side so he can go to the right side. Just by seeing me and understanding me and appreciating me. But first, starting to get angry, but then it helped me get inside. The starting to get angry helps me to get inside. And when whatever it is in me is inside, it does its work like a little egg, a little where they, well, a sperm, a little sperm that sort of helps the person to see what he wouldn't have seen and awaken him just for a moment, say, I'm sorry about that. And we got a friend. But if they hate the truth, that is negative. And if it continues to hate it, it compounds his problem by living truth. The more he thinks about the truth, the more pain he feels from it.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So suppose a liberal is listening to me right now and getting angry. Can you imagine what's going to happen to that person as I'm talking? In spite of the fact I'm showing him or her that liberalism is the reason for you have war and suffering. Also, there's other reasons, but this is a special reason. It's called appeasement. And so I get them, it's easy to appease the bad guy. Well, maybe you can appease the good one. It is all I have to do is tell them they're crazy, and they get upset. See, they can't help but get upset if you say something like that. You see that, you spoke about that lady that all she had to do is to, you know, to talk truth to her, she goes crazy, right? Okay, but that produces a hypnotic state. You're in charge. You told me that she was in charge, right? The other person went wild, didn't they? Okay. So therefore, the person who is a liberal and a hater of good, a hater of America, whatever color you are, especially if you're black, which you should know better about the fact that you are returned to the, what they call it, the plantation of the inner, the voter plantation of the inner cities where your tormentor lives as a Democrat. And you don't realize you are a slave for a vote. Now listen to what I've said, and some of you out there will wake up, and some of you will go angry and become demoralized, more so than you've ever been before in your whole life. So you can hear what I'm saying, and I mean it. You are demoralized, and you're a demoralizer. You love evil. You love, as a black person, you shouldn't be loving a white or any other color person who is your leader. You've elected them as a leader. It's political leader. But you love that which you hate and cannot see it. And you will do more for his favor, when you have money from the government. Welfare, yes. In other words, you just become a slob, and you can't really deal with a person like me, except to want to kill me, I suppose. But that's not going to happen. His chances are very small. I'll take that risk. See? But you'll still die from it. Here's an opportunity for you to wake up from your trance and your slave drivers. They still have the name of Democrat in the inner cities, and you're being mesmerized, demoralized, and can't get out, can't get a job. And you want to blame somebody, and they'll give you someone to blame. Like some me, who earns a living. But you don't understand work anymore. You don't want to work. You just want to be rewarded for being loyal to the bully. And he's happy to take my money, give it to you, and therefore fixate on that person's approval. It's a system of things. Now wake up! Wake up from your sleep. Okay, thank you. How do you like that, David? Do you know how many people got affected by that? Some got positive, some get negative. But then you can't guarantee. You know, even as a talk show host, some people like the talk show host, some people don't not like him. When you don't like me, it's hating. Because I speak pure truth, and I'm telling you how it works. And you still can't stop it. Go ahead and try. So a story. So there's a gentleman, I'm working at the Institute of Hypnosis and teaching the owner of the building, how to deal with people, salespeople. There's a good way and a bad way. And so the son of the owner started to say bad things about me. And so in the little coffee shop in the same building, he starts to play with me. He says, you're a fake. I said, okay, I'm going to hypnotize you right now. He says, no. I said, you tell me what's the most important thing. Just tell me what's the most important thing to you. And like a fool, he says, well, Monday I have to take an exam. To an exam for to do a certain business. And I said, okay, so you don't like me. He says, yeah, does you hate me? Yes. I said, how good is hate? He says, it's good, and I really hate you. I said, well, hate me as much as you can, please, if you don't mind, because I'll prove to you that you're going to be in a hypnotic state and you will fail your exam. Oh, he said, I'll show you that. But he didn't. He failed the exam. I didn't hear from him for 6 months. But there was a knock on the door, and your mother opened with me, came to the door, and there he was, half the size of a man. He says, take this thing off of me. I said, you see what you're playing with fire. I'll let it. So just drop your anger, and you'll be just fine. And he shut the door in his face. And he went away. Now, I'm saying to you, every one of you right now, if you're upset, you're hypnotized. That's what's called temptation. I've exposed it so that you do not have to suffer. Just trust what I'm telling you, which is not a bad thing, and you'll always be able to win the war you never started. All right, so now I have an antidote. Actually, the antidote for all is a website, antidoteforall.com. Antidote, with an I in it. Or you could go to my website and learn to undo what people have done to you. But be careful that you don't get upset with the process. I don't want you to be subject to that. So don't go there. If you see that I'm wrong. I'm not, but that's your choice. I say I know what I'm talking about and I want to help you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Is there a billionaire out there that will give me that chance? It's unstoppable.